Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
And I'm thrilled today because with us we have Marianne Candido. Marianne believes in igniting a transformative experience in women's lives. Her work as a spirit mentor and empowerment coach spans many years. She is now reaching women globally through international speaking engagements, and her new bestseller, Ignite Your Feminine Power, Inspiration to Rise Up and Change the World. Marianne, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
I have to say that the book that you've just written and we helped you take to bestseller is really awesome and bold and unexpected in so many ways. But for people who don't know you yet, tell us a little bit more about how you came to your passion and purpose in life.
Sure. Well, I have always known that somehow I needed to help. Help in whatever way. It started off as a massage therapist. That's how I first started into holistic health and thinking beyond the box and working with people that way. And then that eventually transformed into more energy modalities like cranial sacral, Reiki. And then that moved into coaching. I actually began coaching and doing EFT, emotional freedom technique. And that brought me to the Akashic Records. I've always been intuitive, and so I thought, well, I had been hearing a lot about Akashic Records, and what is it? And it just fascinated me, and I was intrigued. So I learned from two different mentors and really dove in and was able to harness that intuitive part of myself in a more conscious way. Before, intuitive hits would just come. Well, now, going into the records, I can consciously and proactively go in and find the answers and see the answers and the best path to take, not just for me, but for my clients. So that's how this all started, talking with my guides, you know, having this communication. It's like, what am I meant to do? And basically, I'm meant to help raise the consciousness of the planet. And I know that sounds a little crazy, but it's not. There's millions and millions of people on the planet now with the same purpose. We just do it in different ways. And that doesn't mean it has to be our career either. You can help raise the consciousness of the planet if you're an accountant, just by how you live your life, how you treat people, how you help others to rise. It's all about this shift in consciousness that we're experiencing. And I know we're seeing a lot of evidence that maybe it's not shifting, but that is the evidence that it is, because there's that resistance from the status quo, the resistance from the forces that aren't of the light. That's what we're seeing. So that's how this brought me. I'm like, okay, well, how do I do this? And my guides are like, through the divine feminine work, working with women, because we are the force that is now rising up, speaking our truth, stepping into our power. And that's why this book came about, through looking at the world and the crisis we're seeing, the rise of narcissism, the rise of hate, and that disempowerment. I mean, I think there's a whole movement of consciousness that really is afraid of losing power to women. And what it is they don't understand what true power means. And that means harmony. That means a co-creation, collaboration. That means helping others to rise. So they're in lack consciousness, the people that are trying to disempower others. So that's my work, is really how it spans in all ways, through prosperity, through soul purpose, through your own confidence level, because when we feel disempowered, we lack confidence. We don't have that confidence in ourselves to speak our truth. So that's my mission, is to help women to step into their power because it's within them. It's within all of us. So I'm just basically a guide. I help to inspire and motivate. And also I'm a healer because I help to expose the parts of where certain events in their life have led them to where they are today. And then we can clear that and they can move forward.
That is so beautiful and so powerful. Tell us a little bit about the book, Ignite Your Feminine Power. It's really pretty revolutionary. It covers a lot of ground, and it's definitely out there. You know, it throws away a lot of barriers. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. My challenge in this life is to balance the physical aspects of me, the earthbound me, with the spiritual me, that part that never dies, the part that's connected to the universe, right? And that spiritual part. So I think for me, that has always been my biggest challenge. And so I decided to write a book that helps to bridge that gap, to help balance the physical and the spiritual. So, for example, I break my book down into four parts, The Journey, which explores the rites of passage that we face as women and basically my own humorous stories of going through various changes in life, right? And then I move into the spiritual path, which talks about soul contracts that we come to Earth with and our soul purpose and the role narcissists play on our path to empowerment and so much more than that. But that's the basis of the spiritual path. Then I talk about the heels on the ground. This is the feminist rhapsody part of my book. You know, it's feisty. It talks about what's going on with women and our disempowerment today and what's going on with our rise and our empowerment. I dive into intersectional feminism and the Me Too movement and how we are speaking up, we are using our voice to incite change and justice and equality and equity. So that's what that part is about. And then the Ignite Your Feminine Power. This is the part where I bring in some of the spiritual concepts of the divine feminine archetypes, the seven sacred sisters. And I also bring in not only how you can use different mantras to activate, but also real heels on the ground techniques or tips to activate it within you, how you would do it in real life here, you know, not just meditating in our thoughts, because our thoughts are extremely important, because what we think about we do see in our reality and carrying that vibrational activation. But we also have to take action on the ground, right? So that's what that part is. It's bringing the two together in a really cohesive way to show you that, hey, this isn't just woo-woo, but when you bring this all together with the physical and the spiritual, it makes a greater impact.
Oh, again, that is so powerful and impactful, definitely inspiring. So if you had a couple of tips from the book for someone just getting started on the path, what would they be?
I would say first, be aware of your unconscious thoughts and actions. We carry so much of the patriarchal programming with us, the gender bias, without even realizing it. And it's not just women, it's men too. We're all genders carry this down from generation to generation. We've been subtly conditioned. It's in our DNA, because DNA is memory. It's intelligence of our ancestors. And so that's in us. So for us to break these patterns of patriarchy in our mind, in our world, we must first be aware of it. That's one of the things I talk about, is noticing when you're having a thought that it's like, well, where's this thought coming from? For example, if you see two candidates, one's a male, one's a female, and they both are qualified, but yet you feel the woman's not qualified, yet you don't know why, you just have this feeling, oh, she's not qualified, you know, I'm going to go with the man. That may actually be a gender bias that you're having unconsciously and not even realizing it. So that's where I urge you to question, where are these thoughts and beliefs coming from? And then start to examine it and then begin to clear them and release them as you go on, because this is the way to smash the patriarchy, is to first smash it within us, but we have to be aware of it. We have to look and say, wow, why did I think that or say that, or how did I have this knee-jerk reaction to this woman, right? Whatever you're being triggered by, look at it, because if you're being triggered by something, there's something there to look at, to uncover and heal. So that's what I say. Keep your awareness front and center and pay attention to your thoughts and those unconscious thoughts and knee-jerk reactions.
Oh, so beautiful. So what do you hope readers will take away from reading the book?
I would love for readers, after reading this book, because there's stories of so many inspirational women that are changing the world, even with their one voice. So I'm hoping that readers will take away that they have the power within them to change the world and to never think they're not enough, not good enough, not smart enough, whatever it is, or that they're only one voice. Because you're only one voice, once you use it, once you stand up, show up, and speak up, others will hear you. Others will join you. And then this creates that domino effect of you're rising, you're helping others to rise, and you're helping others to have the courage to speak up as well. So that's the main thing. Don't ever think your one voice doesn't matter, and don't ever think you don't have the power to make changes, because I've found lots of people, you know, who am I to think that I could do this, that I could make this change in the world or make this change in my life or however it shows up for you? That is false. That is not true. We've just been conditioned to believe that we don't have the power, that we're just one person. What could that do? But there's stories in this book that shows you what the power of one woman can do, one empowered woman can do. That's what I'm wanting the readers to take away, is that they have the power within them when they stand up, show up, and speak up and own that power, activate that power that's naturally within them.
What a wonderful contribution you're making to the world with this and to the feminine side of the world. It's really beautiful. So, Marianne, if you were to look, and this probably is a little early to ask this question, but if you were to look at your life work in addition to the book and were to think of it almost like a legacy and what you would like to have that look like as far as world change, what would that look like for Marianne?
I would like, when people think back to me after I'm gone at this life, you know, is to think, wow, she really inspired women to believe in themselves. She inspired women to speak up. She inspired women to own the power that's within them and to believe that and to know that that power is within them and that they can change the world. And I would love to be known as someone who motivates them to take action. Because, you know, we can sit there in our thoughts all day, but as you know, if you don't take action in the direction of your dreams or on your goals to change your situation or to change something in the world, it'll never happen. Because thoughts alone, yes, they're powerful, but without action, action is what really makes it happen. We're in the physical world, and so we need to take that action as well. So that's what I think walking away from looking back at my legacy is, I really help to inspire women to speak their truth, step into their power, and to believe in themselves as change agents in the world.
Wow. Again, very, very powerful. Well, Marianne Candido, I know that they can find your book, Ignite Your Feminine Power, on Amazon and major book dealers. But if they were to want to touch base with you and connect, is there a website where they could go?
Yes, www.marianncandito.com. That's my name, mariannecandido.com.
Beautiful. Marianne, thank you so much for the generosity of your time and all the information you shared. And I know they will find much more information and great things at your website. And thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. I was so happy to be here.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com, mybookmybiz.com, and everyone have a wonderful week.